Welcome back, my favorite transfer warriors. Welcome back to 30 Days to Transfer. I am Scott Cooper, your transfer man. And you can follow me on transferman.org, Instagram at transfermancc, and all socials. By the way, I don't know if you've checked out Time to Transfer on my YouTube channel, but I am hitting every campus, every public school in California, and giving you a 1 minute transfer summary. Today, we're talking about time management. So speaking of 1 minute, we all have the same 24 hours in a day. And some people accomplish an incredible amount, and we wonder, how did they have the time to do that between work and, you know, raising kids, going to school and everything else? Can really feel impossible to find time for much else, right? So in this episode, we're going to talk about ways to maximize your time, but more importantly, your relationship to time. Speaking of a dad jokes here, I once was addicted to the hokey pokey, but I was able to turn myself around. So if you are not using your time wisely, hopefully we can kind of turn that around today. Let me tell you a parable I talk about in my classes, and this is out there on the internet. I'm not exactly sure who came up with this. I'm not sure it really matters, but the concept is about our time use. So here it goes. So basically, a professor stands in front of his class with a large, you know, glass jar. And he says to the class, and he has rocks and he has a bunch of stuff next to him, and he puts the rocks in the jar and he asks them if it's full. And they say yes. And then he pours in gravel, and the gravel goes in, and now the jar looks pretty full. And he asks the class, is it full? And they say yes. And then he says, well, watch this. And he pours sand into it, and it fills it all the way to the top. And at that point, he says, is it full now? And most of the class is like, it's full. But, you know, there's the smarty in the class. He's like, I think you can add water. And the professor's like, absolutely. So he takes out some water and pours water in. And at this point, the jar is really full. So he asked the class, so what does this mean? And, you know, again, the smarty's like, you can always get one more thing in there. And the professor says, well, you know, we can maximize our time, but no, that's not the point. So if you think about it, that the jar kind of represents your 24 hours of day. The rocks represent the most important things in life, your family, your friends, your health, your passions. The pebbles are symbols of things that are important, but less essential, you know, work, school, hobbies, things like that. And the sand are all those small things, and the water, those little things that just suck up your time, chores, errands, social media, minor tasks. And I would actually say the water is probably like just those complete wastes of time, right? And sometimes, you know, I read a great book about wasting time, and it was, you know, a great book about refocusing on nothing sometimes. So there's a time and a place for that. But in the big picture, if we put the sand and the water and the pebbles in first, the big rocks would never get in, right? So the key takeaway really is to, if you're spending time on your trivial matters, there won't be any room, truly, for the important thing. So we need to prioritize those big rocks first. And so my question for you today is, you know, what are your big rocks? So in order to figure that out, we really need to look at our use of time. So here's what I want you to do. And this takes a week. So feel free to come back to this episode after you've done this, okay? So here's what I want you to do, and there's a PDF that's part of the attachment. If you've signed up at transferman.org, you can get the PDF and you can record your time. I want you to track how much time you spend eating, sleeping, commuting, studying, working, family time, class time, actually in class, friends, social media, television, really anything. Track your time, okay? And do this possibly at the beginning of each morning or maybe at the end of each night. I think that would be the way I would do it, but you can do it any way you wish. Do it proximal to the day. So don't wait till Sunday to try to record the entire previous week. because you'll forget. So try to do this. And after a week, we're going to ask ourselves some important questions. So I will make a dramatic pause right now, okay? Okay, we're back and you have recorded your time. So here's what we're going to do. We need to ask a big question. Do my goals align with the way that I use my time? Do my goals align with the way that I use my time? I mean, the moral is simple. If you don't put in the big rocks first, they're never going to get in, right? So what are your big rocks? Are you prioritizing your family, your education, your faith, your personal fitness? What is it? Because we've got to schedule time for that. And I would go a step further and even say that really, the first thing that you do in the morning really sets the tone for the entire day. So what are those big rocks? And what is the first thing that you're setting your mind on when you wake up? That's some big questions. I know. But let me tell you a little personal story. So I'm in a new season of my life, right? We have different seasons. And I've been through the season of trying to become a professional and getting through education and establishing myself in the work, right? And I've gone through the raising of children, small children. And now with all my kids out in college or beyond, I'm an empty nester. And when I got into education almost 30 years ago, actually, this year, 2026, will be 30 years. I got into education thinking I'm going to spend all my summers writing and it's going to be awesome. I'm just going to be able to focus on writing and creating. And time really crept up on me. And I found myself grading papers and doing lesson plans and raising children and working extra jobs to pay for things, right? So the creativity got pushed to the back burner. And I really wish I would have prioritized that more throughout my life. I've picked it up recently and I'm starting to write songs again and I'm prioritizing it. And so my point in telling you this is that in different seasons of your life, you will go through times where you are less busy and more busy. Busier. There we go. And you have to readjust, right? So life is not static. It's not like setting up a time schedule, and that's going to be the same way for the entire life, right? So as you transition into a transfer student, you may find yourself doing this definitely next year when you have a new workload, when you step into the quarter system versus the semester, when you step into higher levels of coursework. Junior, senior level, upper div coursework is harder, right? And so you may need to reprioritize your time. But I want you to keep yourself in it and the things that make you live, the things for which you live, right? Okay, so ways to maximize your time. Here's some fun things that we can do. And this is kind of practical. So some of these I've done, some of them I haven't yet. But turn your commute into a classroom. Listen to podcasts on the way to school or work. Have you tried that? This is one of those ways of maximizing our time. How about record your notes and listen to them while you run or work out? I've done that. Totally works for me. Combine tasks. Are there tasks you can do simultaneously? If I'm practicing like a vocal lesson or something like that, I can do that while I'm cleaning, right? How about limiting social media, using that time to actually call a friend or spend time with family? Set primacy for your day. What you focus on the first part of your morning really sets the tone for the day. So think about what it is, the very first thing that you look at. If it's social media, maybe it gets you thinking about others all day long. Maybe that's a good thing. maybe that's not bad. Remember, you don't need to overhaul your entire life, right? Small changes can yield big results, and I really like the philosophy of positive psychology. It's not about what's wrong with us, but what's right with us. How can we grow what's going well? So if in your weekly schedule you find you're doing a really good job prioritizing something, grow that, right? It's not a deficit model where there's something wrong with you. Unless you look and you realize, you know, I've had students look and go, oh my gosh, I am sleeping way too much. Or I'm sleeping way too little, right? Take care of your health, please. I need healthy transfer students out there. All right, that is it for today. Your challenge is to track your time, identify your big rocks, and reflect on whether your life, the way you're living it, aligns with your priorities. When our life and our time and our energy and our talents all come together and you find your purpose, you are going to be unstoppable. All right. In the next episode, we're going to take a look at the big picture. We're moving into the last part of this series, guys. And the big picture on education and how to find your peeps in your new campus. Because we get by with a little help from our friends, right? All right, take care, I'm Transfer Counts. I will see you tomorrow. À demain.